lot of adventure.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was fun. Family enjoyed it. It was some good family time. It was a great experience.
Coach Elvis said he can't talk about the investigation, but when the news broke about the arrest, and I know that there's still details to come, what was the reaction inside the building?
Well, I think you're obviously disappointed anytime you're involved in a situation like that as an organization. Like any situation you're involved in, you know, you have to gather the information, find out to the most, the big, best part you can, the facts, and then let the process run itself out, and the truth eventually comes out.
John, with the tragic events of Friday here, you know, this community's in mourning, and they're going to kind of look to the Broncos to provide maybe a measure of lifting of the spirits. Do you think that this organization can contribute that?
Well, we're going to do our absolute best, and we understand the responsibility, you know, that comes with being in the Bronco organization. You know, this region, city, state has great passion for the team, there's no doubt. You know, I think our players will feel that responsibility, and something that we'll talk about most definitely later today in our team meeting. You know, I was in New York when 9/11 occurred, and, you know, a lot of the victims, you know, really looked to us and will look to us here in Denver, you know, for some uplifting times.
What do you think about what your players have already done? I think a lot of them are kind of on their own. The last few days.
Well, you know, for all, you know, some negative things that do happen to occur, you know, our guys do a whole lot of good. And that was part of that, whether it was the fires or, you know, this recent tragedy. You know, I'm very proud of them. And, you know, they were out there. They want to give back and they want to somehow lift the spirits.
What was kind of the atmosphere in the building this morning as guys were starting to show up, and what has, I guess, already been accomplished so far here today?
Well, you know, with each season, you know, it's what's great about the NFL, it's new, you know, it's 32 teams all 0-0. There's it's a new race, so to speak, and, you know, it's always good getting the guys back, and they all look good, they have smiles on their faces, and they're excited about getting this training camp started.
So they've done physicals, meetings, what kind of is the agenda?
Well, they did have to do physicals, and we'll have feed them lunch. In fact, I'm going to have lunch here in a minute. And then we have a 4 o'clock administrative meeting, and we have a couple football meetings tonight, and we'll start practice tomorrow.
Coach, you started a lot of football seasons, but never with a future Hall of Famer as your quarterback. How does that change just your mindset going into it?
Well, obviously, we're very excited, and, you know, Peyton's done everything humanly possible, both physically and mentally, to, you know, get ready for this, and I know he's excited, the rest of our team's excited, but, you know, he's a tremendous competitor, and we're very blessed to have him.
What kind of improvements are you looking to see from Peyton just from the time to OTAs to now?
Well, I think physically he's made tremendous improvement. I'm not sure I've ever been around a player with as intense work ethic as him, both physically and mentally. So he's worked very hard. He didn't take the last 5 weeks off by any stretch. And by all indications, he's made great progress, and we're happy with where he is.
What kind of effect has Peyton's presence had on the team as a whole, and what kind of effect do you expect or to continue throughout that?
Well, I mean, Peyton's going to be him. And what him has been is, you know, a tremendous leader, a great student of the game. He will give, you know, when you're won the MVP that many times and you've had the accomplishments on the field he has, you know, he can't help to have some swagger to him, and I think that's contagious. So, you know, we said early on that, you know, he's the type of player that raises all boats from, you know, how they practice, how they approach practice. I'm talking about his teammates, and he's a very unselfish guy, a great teammate, and that should be a very positive influence on our team.
Coach, you expecting this to be a special season for you guys?
Say again?
Special season for you guys?
Well, I'm not really sure what special means, but, you know, we're going to do everything we can to make it as special as possible.
You're going to limit at all how much man can grow?
You know, we haven't really gotten too deep into that now. I think he's pretty strong at some phase of camp or the season. Typically, that does occur.
Do what you expect Cooper and Moreno to
going into
go fully
meeting.
Or?
You know, they'll start. They'll all be suited up. They pass their physicals. You know, we'll be smart about how we rep them early in camp, and that'll hopefully progress as they progress as we move forward.
So you say all? Do you mean all 90 will be uniforms?
Well, I'll update you on all of that a little bit more we go, but the players he mentioned will be practicing tomorrow.
Coach, are you guys going to institute any kind of a pitch count, so to speak, for Peyton, or are you just going to monitor him?
That's what Leggy just asked. You know, we'll kind of take that day to day, just kind of how we do with our whole football team, and then individually, you know, how we monitor guys, hopefully as smart as we can moving forward.
Coach, what's the biggest question you would like to see answered during training camp?
Well, there's a million of them, and that's why you go to training camp. So, you know, I think it all comes down to the players. You know, they'll determine where they are on the depth chart. You know, it's not where they start the race, it's where they finish. And, you know, the main object every day is to get better. And, you know, that'll be our push. So I don't have that many specific areas, but just overall as a team that we improve.
Can you answer a million questions in 20 days?
probably not.
Okay.
John, the last year I think you came in, you probably picked last in the AFC West. This year you mostly picked to win it. Are expectations more of a challenge than people might think?
You know, not really. I would hope that, you know, if you're longer you're in an organization, that the expectations increase. I don't think that hurts anything. I would hope that everybody in that locker room or in that 4 o'clock meeting today has got great expectations. And, you know, I think if you look around the other 31 cities in the National Football League, I would say that's everybody's goal is to win that world championship. So, you know, that's kind of, I think, what everybody's expectations are.
Anything else for the coach? What's the status of DJ Williams as far as participating 100% right off the bat with the ones?
You know, we'll monitor that. Obviously, he's going to miss a big portion of the beginning of the season. So we already know going in that he won't be with the ones in the first games 1 through 6. So I don't know that he'll get very many ones reps in this game.